Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bell Boys Podcast. As always, I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And we have special guests today. We have the cheese and the nugget. Yes, the cheese sir. Nugget.
Yep.
We brought both of them on just for you guys.
Introduce yourself, you fucking pussy. Y'all know.
My name is Cheese.
My name is
Nugget. We got a nugget right here. Yep.
The cheese nugget. There we go. But yeah, we brought both Eric and Ben on because you guys love them for some fucking reason.
I think you guys love everybody but me and AD.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know.
We could literally bring on a fucking like random homeless person and then like, yo, bring them back on, bro. Fuck it.
This is Bell Boys and Friends. Good time, you know. I haven't been here in a while. I've been in Europe.
How was Europe?
Been in Portugal. You know, it was lit.
We've had a lot of away time.
We have.
From each other. But yeah, you were in Europe. How was that?
Dude, it's fucking lit, bro.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie, like, dude. One, food is cheap as shit compared to America,
at least. That's not one, bro.
That took me a while to process, but yeah, that is not one. That is not one. But well, continue. Okay.
Well, one in my, maybe not one, but okay, two. The food is cheap as shit. Like for two people, max $30.
Damn.
For like real good food, $30. No tip either.
But were you eating like Portuguese food?
Yeah, but
what
like
is Portuguese food.
Shit, I don't know. No. There's like, they have a lot of meat and fish. Like, I'm so sorry to, everybody. Anyways, but I'm sorry to everyone that's Portuguese.
That's like someone eating sushi and be like, yo, there's a lot of fish. There's a lot of fish and rice.
No, but like their meat is. Think about it like this. Think about it like this. You know, fogo de chão. Okay, so that's Brazilian.
Okay.
And Portuguese is like the England to Brazil.
Yeah.
You know, like that's like how they are. So it's like that. But then they also, I think they specialize in like sardines.
You ate some sardines?
I ate some sardines. They're fire. I don't like sardines, but sardines there,
fire?
Top tier. I'm not gonna lie. Like that shit's fucking lit. And then codfish. That shit was good. You know, and their alcohol is cheap as fuck. I can get a beer, like a pint for $1.
That's wild. That's actually wild.
Like it's lit as fuck. Like they'll have parks and shit, and they'll have like these little stands in each park that sells beer, and people are just chilling. Yeah, it's just lit as fuck. If you did that in America, you'd get like written, like arrested or something. Like I don't know, but
are Europeans just more like, are they more party animals than Americans?
No, the thing is, it's like, I don't think they binge drink as much as we do, if that makes sense. They're like a casual, like, let me get a drink in, chill out a little bit, you know, watch the fucking scenery and shit. Like, I think that's nice, though. Like, you know, you can go anywhere and just have a drink and just chill the fuck out, you know. You don't get fucked up all the time. It's good to get fucked up all the time, but maybe not all the time. You know, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Can I show you what I learned there?
Yeah.
As a goodbye?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it to Ben because I feel like... Okay. Hold on.
I don't know if I'm sure.
This is if we're going to say goodbye, okay? Ready?
No.
Ready? Just take it.
Yeah, put your hands on it. Oh! I think you liked it, though.
Wait, that's
one
like
two, bro?
I'm good.
AJ, round two.
Hey, round two. Yeah, I can kiss all of you fuckers. I don't give a fuck.
I've seen that in movies, but that's legit.
Yeah, that's legit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you did that with a girl.
Now it's getting good.
I guess that was like, that's the one way I found out.
Yeah, so you had a great time in Portugal.
I had a great time in Portugal. Yes, I did.
I think for one specific reason, it was more than great. It was amazing, especially for AJ Roa, Andrew Joseph Roa. You had an amazing time. Care to explain why? You know, I've heard it revolves around the female gender, but I'm not too sure. I don't know the specifics, so.
You know.
Oh, you know me, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Fuck me.
I may or may not have met a certain someone. It was cool.
tell me how it happened.
Okay, so apparently there's people in Portugal that listen to us, which is kind of crazy to me.
No, we got worldwide fans.
Yeah.
We got international fans for sure.
I respect it. You know, people love Ben for some fucking reason.
I don't know.
And Eric. Either. Ben and Eric. I
can get why they're like Eric. Ben, I'm kidding. Everyone guys, I'm kidding, bro.
And I posted something on my story of Portugal. And I'm not gonna lie, like, there's a decent amount of people that were like, welcome to the country, you know, like, have fun.
How many DMs did you get?
I don't know, like 5 maybe.
That's wild to me.
Which is more than, like, you know, I thought would happen. I didn't know people fucking listened to us in Portugal.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and then, you know, someone said something funnier than the others, and she was cute, and... At first I was just like, I noticed she lived in Portugal. So I was like, okay, like, what do you do? Like, where do you go? What do you do as a local? You know, I was just curious. And, you know, one thing led to another, and we may or may not have met up and had fun, like, good time. I guess, I don't know. But yeah. Anyways, yeah, Portugal was fun, you know?
Interesting.
It was fun for a reason, though.
Yeah.
Not just that reason. Like, it just added...
Oh, come on,
it just,
bro.
It was a cherry on the top.
No, it was the not cap. The cherry.
Yeah. It was a cherry on the top.
Who said that?
I said it.
Cap, you facts. Just stop the cap, bro. Stop the cap.
No, look, I was having a great time regardless, but it's just like... It's fun. I don't know.
Okay, but real talk, you're still conversating with her. Fuck. When you live in America and she lives in Portugal, you're still conversating with her?
Yes.
Yeah? How's that going? What's that like? Long distance, time zone difference.
You know, it's a little bit of a challenge, but it's great. I like it.
How many hours is she ahead?
8 hours ahead.
Damn. So you got that memorized?
Listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
I won't lie.
Yeah.
I'm down bad, Loki.
Okay, but you think it's because of your vacation goggles?
No.
Are you actually in love?
I explained this to Eric and Jean. I think, aside from the whole vacation thing and the whole, like, I'm in an exotic world, I think, as a person, I think she's great. And I'll explain to you. You know how I'm a simp? And, you know, maybe I get rose-tinted goggles all the time, Loki. High key. But anyways, aside from the fact that, like, when I first saw her, I was like, oh my God, I'm down bad. Like, beside the full, like, superficial shit, like, the first thing I ever noticed was, like, so, like, I don't speak Portuguese. I don't know shit, you know? And, like, so we went to a restaurant and we were chilling. And then normally girls are more more reserved with, like, the waiter and shit, and, like, more like, I'm gonna wait till he sees me. But she went up out of her way to go to the waiter, ask for an English menu, and gave it to me. And I was like, oh, that's lit. Like, take initiative.
So she went out of her way to, like, help you up.
Yeah, basically. So that was the one where I was like, oh, okay, all right, I see you. And not even that, it was like, I don't know, maybe, you know, because on first dates, a lot of the time it's very, like, superficial. Like, you don't talk about, like, very much. You don't talk about much, really. But we were talking about some deep shit, like, right off the bat. And I was like, oh, it just felt very comfortable. Like, she lived all the way across the world. And I was like, wow, like, I feel like I've known you for a long time. If that makes sense.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm so down bad. yeah. No, like, there was more to it than just, like, I think you're cute and... like, attractive. I think there was a lot to it where I was like, wow.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. Not that I don't fuck with you. You're probably dope. But I'm just gonna play devil's advocate here. You don't think you can find that in America?
That's the only thing. It's like she lives across the world, so.
I'm not gonna lie. That's exactly what I thought about.
Yeah.
That other girl.
Yeah.
And I now that I look back, I'm like, you know what? Thank God. I didn't.
Why do you say that?
Ben, you don't know about it.
How's your necklace?
There was some shit that I went through, you know, while I was living in Irvine. And yeah, thank God I got out of that. But I don't know. It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
We'll see, man. I don't know.
Crash landing, bro. Hey, that's what you thought of, right?
I did think of crash landing.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too many K-dramas, low-key. But, hey, man, a boy can dream, you know? Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Honestly, that's why, like, I haven't been saying so much shit to you. Because I was literally doing the same
thing. Yeah, I know.
You know? So I was like, you know what? Fuck. Like, I fucked up that bad. I don't know if you're fucking up, but, like, this is something you got to figure out on your own. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I can't say shit. That's why, when you told me, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. Maybe it works out, though. I don't know. Like, that's not up to me.
Yeah.
Well, either it works out or it's a good learning lesson. But that's why I'm not saying shit where it's like, because I made the same fucking mistake. You know, yeah. I was not stupid. Well, for me, it was stupid because it didn't work out. But for you, it could work out. Or it could be stupid. But we'll see.
I think it's a learning lesson.
It's a learning lesson. Well, if it doesn't work out, it's a learning lesson.
Yeah.
If it works out, then...
You know, that's a cute story to tell, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good story to tell your grandkids.
But yeah, dude.
So Portugal was lit because of a female.
No. You know
what's crazy? You know what's crazy? AJ's like, yo, let's go to Portugal. I'm like, bitch, bro, I know where you're trying to go to Portugal. It's literally because you're trying to see this girl, bro. This motherfucker has never said to me once, yo, let's go out of the country. But now, all of a sudden, yo, you're trying to go out of the country for some reason. Damn, okay. I'm not opposed, though. I'm down. Like, I'll go. But, like, he's like, you know, all of a sudden, I don't need to convince him.
I think it's even worse that he said Portugal, bro.
Specifically Portugal?
Yeah. Because I've been telling you, I'm trying to go to Europe. He's like, nah, we're going to Portugal.
We should all go to Portugal, bro. This is lit as fuck, dude. I won't lie. Like, okay, aside from that shit, the food is actually good. Like, I've
bitch, you just said fish and meat, dude. No,
Ben, you don't understand. Have you been to England?
Yes.
You have?
Really?
The food is dick, right?
It's dick.
Yeah.
They just have fish and shit.
I know. So it's actually dick. But here, it's like they actually put spice and shit. And
but
fucking
you didn't say that. You just said
no,
fish.
No, I did. I didn't tell you, Ben, but I told Aaron, I was like, yo, aside from the fucking girl shit, like, low-key, Portugal's lit as fuck because it's cheap. Food is actually good and the weather's good. And there's a girl there.
Okay, what I want to know is like this is what I've been meaning to ask is like, you know, you've, I would say grown up for you because you've been this way for a while, but like you've grown up liking Asian girls because, you know, they relate to your culture and, you know, a European girl is very different from Asian culture. Mm-hmm. What, you know, like what made you switch? Not switch, but like, you know. What caused this change?
So there's a difference. So American girls, no matter what fucking race you are, sometimes can come off as basic. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Like they'll be like, I want this fucking matcha, like fucking avocado bullshit, fucking like
Starbucks shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like that shit turns me off because it's like that shit's fucking stupid. Like I think I feel like with European girls, it's like they're raised in a different way where they're not like it's not all about them. If that makes sense. Where they're more like grounded in who they are. Because I feel like with American girls, they sort of like grew up not maybe privileged, but like they get what they want. Yeah, self-centered maybe. Like if they really want it, like they'll get it, which is a good thing. But then at the same time, it's like you make these like unrealistic expectations. Mm. So like I'll give you an example. I was at a restaurant in Europe, in Portugal, and there were these three American chicks next to me. Who were like ordering food. And I was right next to them so I can hear what they were saying. They wanted all of them wanted a salad. But then one of, like, all of them were like, can you take out that vinaigrette and like add like oil and like add avocado to it? And I was like, Jesus Christ, just fucking order salad. Like, it's the same fucking shit. Like, I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's that shit where it's like, that pisses me off low key, where I'm like, you know what? Just like, order the fucking
thing. You gotta make them do extra fucking work
while they're working. Like, it's food. Just fucking order it. It's probably gonna taste good regardless. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm a picky eater, but like, when it comes to that shit, it's like,
bro, you just get a hot dog, dude.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, just fucking like, order your shit and stop fucking making like life, like, work harder for these people who are, you know, like doing their work. Like, that's what I think, where it's like they feel like they're more, I just feel like they're more grounded in like who they are.
I respect that.
If that makes sense. Yeah. That's like, that's all I see with the difference in culture, I guess.
Okay. But so going off of that, like every other European girl, how do you know they're not like that?
No, I'm sure there's people like that in Europe.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it's too early for me to tell stuff like that, but okay. I'm just thinking of an outside perspective. I don't really know.
Yeah,
I don't
live. We don't know the culture enough to like actually say definitive points.
Exactly. Like, I don't live in Europe. This could just be a vacation thing, and I'm just like looking at it from an outside perspective. So I don't really know. At least in that aspect, I know for sure. Like, I just,
you don't know, but you're down bad enough to face him every night.
No.
Sorry.
It's terrible.
It's just on film. I gotta get this
terrible podcast. I'm not gonna lie. Like, yeah.
I wouldn't have said that if it wasn't on the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Dude, yeah. I was getting all serious and shit.
It's valid. It's a valid point. I am a simp. It's fine. It's okay.
No, we love you for that. Kind of. Sort of.
Anyways, yeah.
That's, I think it's okay to simp.
To a certain situation. Extent.
Yeah, but to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah. AJ's okay, though. I think it's it's good
for it me. Either works out or it doesn't. And it's a good thing either way, I feel.
Yeah, I agree. Because, looking back at what I did, I was dumb. I shouldn't have done that. But myself at that time, I didn't know any better. And this isn't one of those things where it's like, you know how like my ex and your ex were similar?
Yeah.
It's not one of those things where like I can
tell you. Yeah, you can tell straight up.
Yeah, that's not one of those things. Because the thing is, even at that point, or even at the point where like I thought like it would work out, like I truly thought it would work out.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, this isn't up to me yet. Like, this isn't one of those things I can give you advice on, because it's like, it could work out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's the chances are slim.
Yeah.
And for me, it didn't work out. But for you, like, I don't know. That's why I haven't been saying shit.
Yeah.
But I think it's one of those things where, like, you got to figure it out on your own, you know? Like, you know, like for me, it was like FaceTiming for a fucking year. Yeah. And then it didn't work out. But for you, it, like, you know, it could be flying out.
Yeah.
And it working out.
It's different from the, you know, like, the girl herself is the wrong fit versus, like, there's just, like, a physical barrier, I guess.
No, but even for me, it was like, I thought it was the right fit.
Oh.
But obviously at the time, well, mine was earlier than yours. So it was like peak COVID. So
yeah.
I knew I couldn't go and she couldn't come. And at the time I was like, oh, this is the right fit. But looking back, I was like, oh, thank God. Like, that
didn't happen.
Because it just weren't worked out.
Wait, why do you say that though?
I don't know. Like at the time I was blinded.
Mm.
I thought it would work out.
But what are the negatives that come with it?
Those are personal, though. Like, those are, like, specific to her and, like,
I got it.
Why it wouldn't have worked out.
Okay.
But in your case, like, and your timeline and, like, how soon you've met her. Like, I was in the same shoes.
Yeah. It's so very, it's very early.
Yeah. So I can't say shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but
like, you do you, like, you know, FaceTime her fucking every night and stuff as I did. No, but I'm saying I did that too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if it works out, it works out. But if it doesn't, then
it's fine.
Yeah, you'll move on. I mean, I'm fine.
You know?
You'll move
on. I get you. It's a time thing.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But I think the nice thing is, you know, COVID's like freed up. You have
opportunity,
money to fly out.
Yeah,
it's
an opportunity. Yeah,
yeah. Like if you want it to work out, you can make it happen.
Yeah,
I'm finished with everything I have to say about this.
Yeah, you two care to pitch in on anything?
Yeah, you want to.
I don't have any external input, dude.
Yeah, because you're fucking asexual as fuck.
Dude, there's just a lot of updates on this podcast. Yeah. Dude, we haven't, like, all of us haven't seen each other in, like, fucking 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I fucking ruined you, bro.
Yeah, but
we'll get into
Ben
that.
Got COVID. We'll get into
that, yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, but Europe is lit as fuck. I won't lie. Regardless of whatever the fuck happened to me.
Yeah.
No, fuck you, dude. I think Europe is lit as fuck.
Ages okay? out, you're like, the culture is so amazing. Like, the fucking...
Literally art, one the, person.
Like, the art exhibits? Oh, my God. In reality, it's like, yo, food? This bitch, bro. Fuck. Crazy. He's like, yeah.
Yo, facts.
He's like, the meat.
The fish. The fish.
No, I was...
Dude, the girl.
Yeah, it's the girl, bro.
Maybe.
Can I say something? I got a DM. I'm not going to say your fucking thing because, you know, privacy issues. But I thought this was like, I get some DMs.
We both get some DMs.
Just fucking making content. But, you know, this was the only one where I was like, damn, should I reply? Because this is funny as fuck. Anyways, this guy was like, I know you're straight, but if you were into dudes, I would suck your soul out.
Hey, respect.
I was like, dude, I like never reply to DMs. You know, I get a bunch of DMs from like random girls, you know, saying some bullshit. But I was like, yo, honestly, this is the best DM I've ever gotten.
That's lit as fuck.
Motherfucker would suck my
soul.
That's
lit as fuck. Good fuck. Hey Ben, I don't want to call you out here, but I'm gonna call you out. I don't want to pick on you, Ben, but like, I told Eric this, but this is funny. It's like,
oh, you saw this.
Funny shit.
All right, look at this. She said, hey, Jay, I just wanted to say that I really enjoy your videos. I also think you're really cute, especially when you wiggle. Okay. Followed by Benno.
Explain what's happening.
I never responded to it. I was like, this is cringe as fuck. Like, I don't care.
I'll explain it.
This is fucking cringe. Like,
I will explain it.
Wait, before you explain, I'm not gonna lie. When you first showed that screenshot, I was like, yo, what the fuck are you? Like, who cares that she sent you that? And then when you sent me that Ben Paul, I was like, oh, shit, okay. I'm getting out.
Look, I don't care if you say you're cute. Like, I think it's a little cringe, but, like, you know, I don't care. Like, you know, I don't, whatever. But then I saw that you followed her, and then I was like, oh, shit.
All right, I'll explain it.
Okay, continue. I want to hear your explanation of this.
I followed back the people who messaged me.
Why?
Dude, I felt like I owed it to them.
Nah.
Really?
I don't think you owe it to them at all.
I don't know. From his perspective, I feel like...
Maybe it works out. Yeah. Maybe they go out of their way.
I'm on your podcast.
Yeah, because he's not like an influencer himself. He's on our podcast. I can respect that.
Whoever DM'd me, I'd follow them.
Okay.
Just out of respect.
I just thought she was like cute or whatever. And like, I don't know.
That was the end of the story.
This is all I knew.
Everyone... You follow Ben.
Yeah.
He's going to follow you back.
Everyone follow Ben.
Ben, you have a chance.
Yeah. Like, you have a chance with Ben. Dude, all you guys are simps for Ben for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
But just follow him. Then he'll follow you back.
Yeah.
And then you guys can fucking spark up a conversation. Maybe you'll get married. Who
knows? Hey, they want Eric's too, low key.
They do want Eric.
Hey, what are you talking about, man?
Like, who are you talking to? Yo, no, that K-drama move got them swooning.
Yeah, they did.
Shit.
They did.
You got the moves, dog. That's okay.
Hey, it's better than the Mr. How's your necklace, bro?
Anyways, we should all go to Portugal.
Yo, fuck this guy, bro. Fuck this guy. I mean, I'm down.
All right, fuck it.
I'm down too.
Yeah, fuck it.
Even if it's because of a girl, I'm just down AJ's to travel now.
Dude, motherfucker won't even go camping, bro.
I know, that's true. AJ is such a homebody. This motherfucker never wants to go on a trip. But now that he's met a girl, he wants to go to Portugal. You know, fuck it. I'm still down.
Hey, like, man. She brings the best out of me. But anyways, yeah. But that's my Europe talk.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Also, shout out to everyone that follows us from Europe. That's kind of crazy. I didn't think about that.
Honestly, shout out to everyone who follows us from like not America, because I think that's just wild.
Yeah.
So it's been a crazy 2 weeks. Like, you've been in Europe. Mm-hmm. Ben got fucking COVID in that time.
Eric's been coding.
Yeah, Eric's been coding. So it's been a while since we've all seen each other. Like, this, honestly, it feels good.
Yeah. You
know, being back, just talking to each other. Not good for me though. Just seeing Ben. Holy fuck! That was a wild week when Ben had COVID. I was literally as fucking made.
All right, what happened? Tell me about it. Yeah.
Ben would be like, "Hey, can I get water,
dude?"
And I'd be like, "Fuck, man, I can't even say shit because he has COVID." So I'm like, "Yeah, bro, I'll get you water." So I get him water. And he's like, "Hey, my food's outside." You know what? Fuck, man. You know, I'm in the middle of working, but like, I gotta get his food, so I'll get his food. Hey, man, I just blew up the fucking toilet. Like,
you know what's funny is, like, Aaron would text me, you're like, dude, fuck this guy.
Literally text AJ, and I'm like, come back, because I'm about to end myself. I can't handle the shit. And my bro, is that bad? And then I send him a video of fucking Ben blowing up the fucking toilet and his shit stains all over the toilet. I'm like, yup, it's bad, bro. It's bad.
Yo, I got a virus, dog.
Bro, I don't give a fuck if you're dying. Bitch, if you take a shit and it fucking splatters everywhere, you clean that. You know? That's fine. Everyone watching, you can't give me shit for this. If you take a shit and it splatters everywhere, you clean that.
Yeah.
That's right?
Yeah.
Was the toilet bowl clean?
No.
No?
Bro.
From the picture I saw, it was not.
Holy shit. Dude, I wish I saved the video, but I sent a video to AJ and I was almost yakking when I sent it. Bro, that shit was nasty.
I was like, how did you get poop on that section of the toilet? It doesn't make sense. You would have had the shit on the toilet, not in the toilet.
Dude, literally all I did was trying to get the fuck out of the bathroom as fast as possible so this man doesn't get COVID.
Machine guns, this fucking asshole, bro. She was splattering everywhere, bro. That shit was gross. I, like, could not... Dude, fuck, man. I don't even know. Like, the first couple days where Ben had COVID, I was like, you know, this is dope. Like, you know, like, I get the whole living room to myself, like the whole kitchen to myself. This is nice. And then after a couple days, I'm like, yo, fuck, man. I got to deal with Ben's shit. This is fucking annoying. And that's what I texted. I was like, AJ, you know what? Like, when are you coming back, bro? AJ, I need you here.
It's like, I miss you.
I know. Y'all have been some degenerates while I was gone.
Dude, yeah. It was.
I will not lie. I got water just so you don't have to fucking go to the fridge and refill my bottle.
Yeah, you know what the funny thing is? You didn't fucking open that water, bitch. I had four bottles.
Water. I had four bottles. Well, you one was in the fridge. Yeah, I just put it in the other day.
Oh, really?
Deadass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still ask me for water every other fucking day.
That was like 2 days ago. This is when I went to my parents'
yeah,
house.
Yeah, 2 days ago when you were free with COVID. But the whole time during COVID, you were like, Aaron, can you get water?
Dude, this is when I finally left my fucking house. I literally got something. Dude, I asked for water one time a day. I remember this.
One time a day? That's every fucking day that I need to fucking get water for you, bitch.
That's one day, bro. You know, that's one time.
Like, I was like, Ben, you have a bigger water bottle? Like, I can fill up.
So no, he did.
He's like, no. Like, shit. All right. I guess I got to get water for him.
Just bought a case. That's what I did. I bought a case of water.
AJ did buy a case of water.
Yeah.
That was very good Nunchi of him. Good social awareness of him. He bought a case of water just so like, we don't have to get shit for him.
Ben got no Nunchi, bro.
I bought water, bro. Every fucking day, bro. Shut up.
Dude, I could have asked for water like every single fucking hour, bro. I was thirsty as shit, but I did not get water because of you.
You don't need water every hour, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. If you okay, not you every like hour, AJ, but you like would, fucking, you want to buy a case of water. Okay. You want to buy a case of water. Case in point, and end of discussion, you would have bought a case of water. And that's what AJ did. AJ, dude, let me tell you, AJ was dying more than you. You know?
Yeah.
And it was fine. And AJ would ask me shit like, yo, can you make me soup or can you make me eggs? I wouldn't even feel bad because I looked at AJ. I was like, this motherfucker dying, bro. Like, this is the least I can do for him because, like, I don't even know if AJ is going to die or not. But this motherfucker is giggling on Discord all day. Teen! Eric, can you give me water right now?
Wait, yo, I'm not having so much with my friends. Can you get water right now? I'm like, this motherfucker, dude, fuck this guy, bro. Like, oh, this guy's in heaven. This guy's in heaven. He's playing games all day with his friends. He's fucking has a personal butler. What the fuck is this shit, bro? That's whack. That's whack.
I won't lie, I felt bad every time I asked something, but I feel like Ben was just like, fuck it, give me the fuck.
No, I felt bad 100%.
Did you? Nah, but the thing with the difference with AJ was like, dude, I could literally hear it in his voice. This guy was dying. Like, this guy was dying. Like, he could have been in the ER the next day. I don't fucking know. I was like, AJ, you need eggs? Fuck it, I got your eggs. Or, you need soup? I'll fucking make your soup.
You still fuck like, with me, though. You were like, I'm gonna spit in your eggs.
I would fuck with, dude, I'm not gonna lie, I would fuck with AJ so hard when he had COVID. He would be like, yo, I DoorDash food. Like, can you pick it up for me? I was like, yeah, for sure, I got you. And then, like, I would be, like, right in front of his room about to drop it off, and I'd just make the sound like, he'd be like, dude, no fucking way you spin my food. I'm like, dude, I spin your food, bro. He's like, dude, shut the fuck up, bro. I'm like, nah, I spin your food, bro. And then I'd be like, and then like other times I'd be like, dude, I put a leaf in your food. I'd like, go, I went outside and picked up a leaf and put it in your food. He's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what the fuck?
This shit was funny as fuck, though.
Yeah, but at least then it was like, you know, like I didn't actually do it because I was like, you know, AJ's actually fucking dying. Like, I'm not gonna fuck with him. But Ben's like, can you give me water? And then 5 seconds later on Discord, tea, guys, this is so fun, tea. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Like,
not want to ask, did you spit in my food, bro?
Shit, maybe. No, I'm kidding. I didn't. I would put it in front of your room, like, you know, fuck Ben. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest, like, I would put it in front of your room, knock twice and be like, fuck Ben, bro. Fuck Ben. I'm just being honest. But what's crazy is, like, I never thought that once when AJ was like quarantined. The crazy thing is, like, I felt bad for AJ. I was like, damn, this motherfucker's in his room all day. Like, I can hear him coughing and dying. But the difference between you is, like, you're giggling all day on Discord. It's like, this motherfucker's having a great time right now. And I'm just his personal butler. So that's why I was like, you know what? Fuck Ben, bro.
Dude, on top of that, you're working some days. I didn't count the weekend, bro.
Fuck you, man. What the fuck?
Ben, just shut up, bro.
Shut up.
Dude, adults are talking here, just like... Keep it quiet, alright?
Oh my god.
Man. Yeah, what a time. AJ, I'm glad you went to Portugal and you had a lot of fun, but damn, I was fucking struggling this week.
I know. I saw a snap of you guys doing some shit, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck happened?
Okay, to be honest, that was when it was fun.
Oh.
And I was just like, I don't even know why we did that. We're just like, fuck it. But then right after that, like, I was like, damn, I got to do all this shit alone. Like, I'm fucking... I don't know, man. It was rough. But I'm glad it's over now. Like, Ben's... COVID-free, AJ's back. Like, now we're back to the tag team fucking with Ben. Like, I'm glad everything's, like, returned to normal. Because, wow, that was a rough-ass week, bro. I was going insane, bro. It was to the point where, like, damn, I didn't even want to talk to Ben. I was like, oh, Ben, like, fuck you, bro. Like, just go to your fucking room. Like, shut the fuck up. Go giggle all day, bro. Fuck this. Go giggle.
I know, you would text me like multiple times, like, oh wow, it's like bad.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I text AJ like, yo, AJ, I'm going insane, bro. Like, AJ, when you come back, bro, I need that.
Why is he giggling though?
Dude, this motherfucker, I don't know.
Yo, it's my college friends, dude, I haven't seen in a while, bro.
You know what's crazy? Dude, I'm not gonna, no shade, but like,
okay,
I'm not gonna lie, like, when Ben's on Discord with his college friends, they're the fakest laughs I've ever heard in my life. They're so fake. Ben, I've heard you laugh legit. Ben, I've heard you laugh legit, but they're always like, like, they're so fake. I'm like, Ben, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, Ben, like, you're not even having fun. I mean, maybe you're probably having fun because you're playing games, but like, I was like, damn, this motherfucker's like,
damn, you really think that? I do have fun with them, but like, I'm trying to think. I do have time. No. Okay, I will admit, I do have times I fake laugh.
Ben, you always fake laugh, bro.
Dude,
he was about to laugh. He was about to fake laugh.
You're right.
Yeah. Ben, I'm not gonna lie. This whole week, I've heard like all your different laughs, your fake laughs, your real laughs, your half fake laughs, like the whole spectrum. I know when you laugh. Like at this point, like when you laugh, I know when it's legit or not because I've heard all of it. You know, see, that's a real laugh. When you're going, like that's a fake laugh, bro. I already know. Like I've heard all of it.
Yo, why are you gonna expose me like
that? Dude, it's just some shit I didn't want to see, but somehow I just saw all of it. Like, it just heard all of it.
Oh, man. I'm God damn, dead, bro. I'm dead, man.
Shit, now you know what a fake laugh, bro.
Dude, I know you too well at this point. from our thin-ass walls.
Dude, we have fucking barriers in between our fucking doors. We have the fucking... What do you call it? Those little things that line underneath the door.
Shut the fuck up. I just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, the door stoppers. The door stoppers.
Yeah.
That's all right, bro. Brownie point.
But I appreciate you getting me fucking water and my food, bro.
Okay.
Shout out to you.
Okay.
That's like, it sounded painful, fine, bro. Fine, dude. I did it for your bitch ass, bro.
Oh, man. Eric, this is why we need you to move out. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to live with a nugget, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Maybe not.
Yeah, but you smell like cheese, so it's a trade-off.
That's fair.
Oh, man. All right, let's get to Eric a little bit. Eric hasn't talked too much, huh?
Yeah.
Eric, just tell me what you've been up to lately.
What I've been up to lately?
Yeah, what have you been up to lately?
I've been just coding and coding bootcamp.
The thing is, freshman year, you started as a CS major, right?
Yeah, I did.
And I distinctly remember you dropping out of CS because you hated it.
Yeah, my parents wanted me to do, like, exactly. Continue to do CS, but I didn't want to do it.
But you hated it. Yeah. So you switched to business, and you liked it a lot more.
Yeah.
But after graduating, you're back in a CS boot camp.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, I'm confused. Like, why, if you know you hate it, why did you go back?
So, first of all, like, my boot camp had a UX and, like, CS boot camp.
Okay.
Like, together. So, like, they gave me a choice, and as I was going through it, like I didn't mind, like, you know, it felt like coding was like solving math problems, so I didn't mind solving it.
But the thing is, you already experienced that freshman year, and you realized you didn't like it.
Yeah.
So why did you decide after college, after all that money you spent on tuition, why did you decide to go back? That's what I don't understand.
Because freshman year, like, I remember, like, I was doing this one project, and I couldn't find, like, one period within, like, 200 lines of code. And, like, I was just so frustrated by it. I stayed up till, like, 3 a.m., and I was like, okay, I quit. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. But, like, now, like, I feel like I'm definitely more desperate, and, you know, like, I want to get the job. So it's more like that. And also, like, I didn't mind, like, solving, like, coding, like, problems.
So you think you're more of like you haven't done too much with yourself, so like you are more inclined to pursue coding, I guess.
Yeah,
but you know yourself, you don't necessarily like it.
Yeah, I don't like love it, but like I didn't mind doing it. Like I always like solving math problems growing up.
So maybe before you were like, I don't see a point in this, but now as you've grown older, you maybe see more of the logistical side of it.
Yeah, like, you know, I didn't like math back then, but
you know what I think it is, though? Eric's definitely blinded by money.
Mm.
100%. Eric's blinded by money.
So you see the comfortability of a fucking tech job, and you think, I'm going to make that and be happy.
I don't know if he realizes
it. Is it the money or is it the job opportunities that come after it?
Job opportunity and the money, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
So the more.
And the fact that I don't mind doing it.
Yeah, but you don't mind doing it, but you don't love doing it.
You don't. Yeah.
Also, I don't love doing it.
You don't mind doing it because you don't know yet.
if you start working, it's a whole different thing.
It's the case of me, Ben, and AJ.
Yeah.
All of us, I'm sure, didn't mind what we thought we were getting into. But once you do it, you're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I think the crazy thing is, like, well, for me, myself, it was like, I thought I loved it, ended up hating it. AJ, like, would say he loves it, ended up hating it. Same with fucking Ben.
Yeah. I didn't say I would love it.
No, you didn't say you'd love it, but you're like, yeah, like, works, like, dope, like, it's fine. And this motherfucker comes back every day, smokes weed, fucking sits on the couch and plays is on TikTok every day. You know, it's like, work itself is a grind.
Yeah.
So if you really don't do what you love, it's going to be a grind.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just think it's crazy to me that, like, you were a CS major before.
Yeah, I was.
Decided to drop it and then decided to re-pursue it, but it's not because you love it. Which, by default, to me, from my understanding, means you're doing it for the money.
Yeah, and like safety net kind of thing.
Yeah, like financial stability. You're doing it for the money and the financial stability, which goes hand in hand. Yeah.
For sure. And like, I feel like I have a higher chance of getting hired.
I think financial stability is good and it's nice, but unless you're really content with your life and like not, I don't know, pursuing your childhood dreams, it's only going to take you so far.
I do want to pick your brain though, but like, what do you think about the work-life balance that you get from CS? Like, I know a lot of people who could do whatever the fuck they want every single day and like work like maybe 4 or 5 hours. It's like half the workday. What do you think about that?
That's any job in tech, though. Like, any job in tech, you're working less hours than you really should be working. Shit, actually, I take that back. I don't know. Maybe for PMs, it's, like, different.
I guess it depends on the company, huh?
It depends on the company, for
100%.
Sure. 100%. But, like, any work-life balance... Like tech is usually more chill on the work-life balance end. Mm-hmm. But the level of stress... is way higher, way fucking higher.
Yeah, like you said, so there's like,
what are you dealing with?
Like, there's a reason why people get paid.
Yeah,
of course.
That's what I was saying.
A lot of money, you know. Like, even if you're not working the same amount of hours, like, you get paid more per hour because what you do has a lot of incremental value.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever you're working on is like a lot of it involves a lot of shit. That like will impact the business overall.
So that's a lot more pressure on you.
Exactly. It's a lot of pressure. So it's not like necessarily like, you know, maybe you're not working like fucking 18 hours a day, but the outcome of what your work does is a big impact on the business, which is why you get paid a lot.
Yeah, like I'll relate it to this. Like, I personally, with my responsibilities as an EMT in the ER, are not the highest.
It's somebody's life though.
No. But what I'm saying is like a nurse has to push medicine to like save someone's life. Like the most I'm doing is CPR. And like, that's not that, like if you're physically fit, you can do CPR. Like,
any of you. It's not like a high in demand skill that nobody can learn.
Exactly.
A lot of people can learn.
All of you can do CPR. Yeah. I'm not like, it's not special to me,
mm-hmm.
but the more responsibility you have in a specific job, the more you're gonna get paid. So like for me, like, yeah, I'm working more physically, but it's not that responsible of a job and overall. Like, to be honest, like everyone can be an EMT if you really tried. Anyone can do anything if you really tried, but EMT is pretty low barrier to get into it. So like, that's why I don't get paid that much, because there's not much responsibility on me. If anything, there's more responsibility on nurses and especially on the doctors.
Something I've came to a conclusion on is like, how replaceable are you?
Exactly.
That's how much money you can make.
Exactly. But in the grand scheme of things, everyone is replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a CEO. Even a CEO is replaceable.
Yeah, a CEO is replaceable.
So it's like, you know, like, that's why you shouldn't give your life to the company. Because then you're just fucking wasting your time.
Yeah.
You got to think about yourself. That's what I gave them. That's what I thought about.
No, I agree though. Like, Eric, I think it's fine that you're chasing the bag, which is what I did out of college. But you can only chase the bag for so long until you get fucking like crazy.
Yeah.
Until you realize, you know what, the bag is not worth it.
Yeah.
But you start to realize, like, no matter how much money you get, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, yeah. But the difference with you and me is like, or you and anyone, is the fact that you're chasing the bag is so obvious. Why? Because you started off as a CS major, dropped it for a reason,
yeah,
and then decided to go back. The only explanation is because you want money.
Yeah, possibly.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's no other explanation. Like, you dropped it for a reason.
It's not like a terrible decision. If anything, it's like a pretty good decision, but it's not, maybe not the right decision.
Yeah, it's not a bad decision. Everyone wants money, but if you're in a position where you're making money, like me, Ben, and AJ, you realize that like the money you make, it's not worth it. Like, if the work you're putting in isn't like fulfilling, it's not worth it. Like, talk to any of us, we all hate our jobs.
Yeah.
We literally come back every day from our jobs. We're all like, dude, fuck this. Like,
yeah.
It's not worth it.
In the beginning, it's always rainbows and sunshines. Yeah. With anything, yeah, really. You know, like I was like, oh, I love helping people, and then like I get into it, and
we,
I'm
know,
like,
that's God, dude. We know that's God.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You don't fucking, this motherfucker, dude. I remember when I first got into healthcare. He'd be like, dude, I like genuinely like helping people. I'm like, you fucking fuck up, bro. You don't like helping people.
You don't even like people, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nah, bro. Trust me, bro. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I really like it. But now, like, you know.
It's a very emotional mindset that I had back in the day.
No, but it's not AJ specific. I had the same mindset. I was like, yo, dude, I fucking love this job. Like, you know, it lets me exercise my creative and analytical mind.
I remember you were so passionate about that shit.
Yeah, like, but that's the thing, though.
It
like,
just
you,
dies.
You grow up and you're like, dude, you know what? Working for money is so dumb unless you really love it.
Yeah,
it's so dumb. Anyways, yeah, Eric, like it's clear to see that, like, you know, you're doing it for the money.
Yeah,
don't even lie to yourself, because you lie to yourself pretty often.
Yeah, I do.
I know you do. That's it's fine, like, if you're doing it for the money, but just understand that it's not a good long-term solution.
It's okay, though. It's not like the worst decision you can make.
Yeah, it's not a bad decision, but don't lie to yourself, which is what you do pretty often.
I think what you should do is get this coding job and do whatever the fuck with you, whatever, but then like figure out what you want to do really in life.
Dude, but the thing with Eric is he's not going to figure it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid. Wait, shit. I think
with anyone else is different. Like Ben, AJ, Jean, David, it's different.
Yeah.
Like they all figure it out. With Eric, it's like he'll get so sucked into the mindset of like doing what he thinks is good, and he'll just fuck himself over in the end.
Yeah, I will keep doing it.
Exactly.
Damn it, we have an intervention for you, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, where do you get that example from? Like,
bro, I've been Eric's life coach since high school.
That's bad.
Been trying to help Eric, you know, figure out his fucking life, because you know he's always. He just seems to be lost. So I've been trying to help him for so long. But every single time he thinks he wants something when he really doesn't. I'll give you an example. Like in high school, he'd tell me like, oh, Aaron, like I really want to be an animator. Like I love anime.
Oh,
I love drawing. Yeah. I think this is for me. Motherfucker does nothing about it.
Yeah.
But now he's doing coding.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, he says he likes it, but the facts, dude, facts speak more than what the fuck Eric's doing right now. Like, he dropped coding in like freshman year of college. He's doing it again. It's like so clear to me he's doing it for the money, which is not a bad thing. But if Eric is trying to bullshit me that this is his passion, I don't fucking believe it. If he says he's doing it for the money, I believe it.
Well, I don't think Eric has agreed that this is his passion.
Yeah.
Right? I think he's definitely like...
I don't know, man. The thing he tells me is like, yo, dude, like I really like coding. Like UX design, it's so cool how like you can combine psychology and like fucking coding.
I don't know.
Like,
I was more into UX design, but...
Yeah, but you're not leaning towards UX design. All you're talking about is coding.
No, but he's told me the negatives of it, though.
Yeah, like once I tried UX design, like I felt like it doesn't show... In the real world, like it doesn't show the results.
So you're gonna do coding?
Yeah, I'd rather
exactly, which is what you hated freshman year.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The only reason why I believed your argument for freaking UI UX was because of the more like creative side.
I agree.
Yeah.
I believe Eric's UX passion because Eric's always had like, he's always said shit about like the whole psychology shit. Mm. But then as soon as he said like, oh, I'm leaning more towards coding, I was like, that's fucking bullshit. I know you're doing it for the money. Because I agree with you. I did think like, oh, like maybe Eric does enjoy UX. Because Eric's is always, he's always mentioned like the whole psychology. Even for me, I've always told Eric, I was like, I've told Eric, like, Eric, I think you'd be good with like kids and like being a psychologist or some shit because you're really good with like people's emotions.
Yeah.
So even when he joined the UX bootcamp, he's like, oh, like Aaron, because like, you know, I think I'm good with like emotions and shit. Like I did the UX thing, but now he's doing the coding thing. I'm like, I see where you're coming from. You're doing it for the money.
Maybe.
Which is fine. Just own up to it.
We're grilling the fuck out of here. Yeah. No, but
it's partly true, but
I can kind of see that though, low-key. Because you know how, Eric, we were talking about when we were driving here, you were like, front-end web development is more fun, but harder to keep up with.
Yeah. Mm.
And I feel like you would love front-end, not love, but you would like front-end development more.
I definitely do while I'm doing it.
Because it's more creative. But then you said yourself, you're like, it's harder because like there's more technology to keep up with. So you're just like, fuck it, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, like the front end's continuously like changing. So
fuck that. But you're being a bitch.
Same thing. It's all right.
Eric, what the fuck is that mentality, bro? I sound like Andrew Tate right now. If you're in a top G like me, and you ain't driving a Bugatti,
yo, stop!
I want you to fuck out of here.
Wait, what's his name? The
Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate. Yeah, that's his name.
If you ain't fucking bitches left and right, I don't want you in my face.
G, you're fucking up.
Yeah, you're fucking up.
It's okay, Eric. I mean,
that was a good ass impression, bro.
I don't think you're in the wrong position, but maybe not the right position.
I have to agree with AJ. I think you're in the right position just for the wrong reasons.
Maybe that's valid.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
But what if I try it and I don't mind it? Like it's
fine.
You want to go through life like thinking like, I don't mind it.
I agree. 100%
Some people need to do that shit.
No, I don't think anyone should. I think maybe some people can, but like I don't think they should.
I mean, they can.
That's what I'm living. Sure. I don't mind it. Do I want to do it? No.
Yeah.
You always want, dude. Ask any fucking human being, would they want something they don't mind, or would they want something they want?
But yeah.
Like, that's an easy answer right there.
But the thing is, like, that was me with tennis. Like, I didn't like tennis in the beginning, but as I got, when I get good at something, like, I get more addicted.
Eric, but that's an arbitrary, like, you know, that's a sport.
Trying to pursue whatever the fuck, like, tennis.
No, fuck the tennis thing. I just think like, when I was a kid, I didn't like golf because it was boring. But like, I love golf now, obviously, because like, you know, the grind and shit. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's different in terms of job. Like, because golf, like you can do that. Like you do that whenever you want to do that. Not because you have to do that. But with a job, you have to do fucking whatever you fucking want. If that makes sense.
Don't want to do it, you still have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like, golf, like, yeah, there were times where I did want to do it all the time, but it's like, it's something I wanted externally instead of like, I need this because I need to pay bills. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I think.
Isn't the whole goal to get one of those jobs?
Yeah, that's the whole goal, but, you know, like, maybe Eric's with his coding, I don't think it's a wrong decision, but I think it's maybe not what is the best decision.
Yeah, it might not be, but, like, I feel like, how to describe this, like the more I do coding, like the dumber I feel, not gonna lie, but like while I'm doing it, like I noticed that like there's so much to learn. And like, no, because when I was young, like I liked doing math problems because I was good at it, but I stopped. Like I just, like, I got lazy. I listened to my feelings. I was like, oh, like,
dude, this, honestly, the American system doesn't fucking do you justice too. Because like, if you fucking do a math test, bro, you're fucking breezing through that shit.
And when I was young, yeah, but like, I didn't care. But like, like while I was like solving like coding problems and shit, like it kind of got me back to the past where I was like why can't I do this? Like it's more like when I solve it, like it's so fun. But the problem is right now, like I'm just so bad at it. I feel like a dumbass.
Eric, I took AP Comp Sci in high school.
Yeah.
For the same fucking reason.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think any of you guys took AP Comp Sci. I'm the only one here.
No.
Yeah.
I took AP Comp Sci in high school. It's like, you know what? This makes a lot of fucking money. And this is pretty cool. I got to be on a computer all day, which is what I do fucking now anyways, right? Like, might as well get paid more if I'm going to do the same fucking shit, right? And I realized after taking AP Comp Sci, there are so many people that understand this better than I do. Way quicker.
Yeah.
I still got it. I still understood it. Just taking me a lot more time. And it's still fun. It's for sure fun. Because AP computer science in general is like a puzzle. Once you finish it, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. But
there are people who can finish it faster than you can.
Oh, yeah.
And those people are getting paid more and hired faster than you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, why would I pour my heart and soul into this if there are people better than me? And it's not suited for my natural innate skill set. I wasn't born a good coder, nor did I like have enough experience. Like there are some kids who like coded since they were fucking five. That wasn't me either.
Yeah.
Like why would I try and play catch up for this? What, for more money? For something I just don't like? What's the point? Might as well do something I am good at, which is why I chose my job. But I'm not like, I don't enjoy it, but at least I'm good at it, you know? Like,
right.
Might as well choose that.
No, but here's the thing though, like, you got good at it because you kept doing, I mean, you were smart too, but like, you kept doing it, you know, like how to describe it? Like, no, No. I know true. I'm like worse at this right now, but like what other advantages or like strength do I have right now?
No, I didn't choose my job because I got good at it by doing it. It's something I innately enjoy doing. My job requires both creative and analytical skills. Right. It's not just one or the other. It's literally 50-50. I need both. And I think as a human being, like the way I was born, like I love using both. I love being creative and I love being analytical.
Yeah.
And that's why I chose my job. I still fucking hate it, but it's like the best, the way out, the my birth, like my skill set, it fits what I do the most.
Right.
I'm not gonna force myself into something else and hate it even more. Like I literally, I've been saying this for a while, but like I chose the best 9-to-5 job I can ever be happy with. I just still hate it because I just don't want to work a 9-to-5. But if I have to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life, I chose the best one. I chose the best one. But that's the thing. You don't know that yet. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
You haven't realized yet. But the thing is, you're trying to trick yourself into thinking you know, instead of possibly, having like an open mind.
Right, but like, how would I know without like trying it?
You can try it, but don't lie to yourself.
Yeah, go into it with thinking like, yeah, I might actually hate this.
Exactly.
Right.
Always thinking like, oh yeah, I love this. This is awesome. This is for me. And then you fucking quit.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly. What's the point of that?
Yeah.
You got to go into it with an open mind. Think like, shit, I might fucking hate this. I might fucking love it. Who knows?
So you mean like, even if I go to it, like go towards it, like you still want me to know... Like, be honest with myself.
Yeah, you got to be honest with this. Honestly, if there's anyone here that is not honest with themselves, David and Gene included, it's probably you who's the most not honest with themselves.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, honestly.
Yeah.
It's okay, Eric. Yeah. You'll figure it out, I feel like. I believe in you. Anyways, that's Eric's life talk where we grill the fuck out of him. Segment of grill the cheese.
Grill cheese, yeah.
Let me transition this. Let's say you were homies with some girl as a kid. And then, you know, obviously things change and you grow up and you think girls are attractive after a certain amount of time. And then you end up having some sort of thing with that person. Would you continue it or would you think like this is just more of like a one-time thing? You know what I mean?
That is so situational, because you could end up liking that person, but at the same time, if you don't, that's where it gets complicated.
Fair.
That is hard, but I want to err on the side of that's weird.
Yeah.
Just because you've known them for that long, like you've seen them pre-puberty. Like,
yeah. When you thought Legos shit. Were better than girls, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. I just think it's a little weird, but I don't think it's impossible.
You know? Yeah, I think it's a cute story, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
What do you think, Eric?
Coding. I love coding. My name's Eric. I love coding.
If girl equals attractive,
then marry.
What dating advice would you give to your previous self that you didn't know before? I'll go first. I think before I was ever in a relationship, I was in love with the idea of being in a relationship and being in love with someone, but not actually determining whether I love the person or the idea of being in love. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, I totally get that.
Like with my previous relationship, I think I was so like caught up in the fact that like I was quote unquote in love, but not necessarily with the right person. It was more the fact that, like, I have someone to talk to. I have someone to say whatever I need to say with someone. And that was it for me.
So they were always there for you somewhat?
Yeah. But it's like, I didn't internalize, like, how good of a person they are in general. And I revolved my life around that person. Instead of, like, living my best life and, like, growing as a person and then looking to the side and thinking she's just with me, if that makes sense.
I know from outside perspective, a best relationship is when you both grow together, but like,
yeah, that's facts. How about you, Aaron?
Dude, I don't know. I feel like half of me wants to say like I should have been more open
to what,
to just people,
other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then half of me thinks like that was a great call, because I don't want to waste my time in relationships that I know aren't going to work out.
Right.
So I don't really know.
So if you truly care for this person, you would open up to like their friends and all that?
No. What I'm saying is like, I've been very reserved with who I get into a relationship with my whole life. And half of me wants to say like, I maybe shouldn't have done that. Maybe just to like learn more and grow more. But then the other half of me is like, you know, I saved a lot of time.
Yeah.
Saved a lot of time and a lot of like heartbreak, I guess, just from not doing that. Because I feel like I've always known what I wanted, more or less. I don't really know what I want, but I know what I don't want. That's for sure.
Facts.
Yeah. I don't know what I want, but I know what I don't want. And yeah. I've been avoiding that like the plague, you know? But
you don't want COVID, bro.
Yeah, but like, you know, I've been...
You don't want someone like Ben?
100% facts. But yeah, I feel like I'm very... I know what I don't want. I just don't know what I want. But I avoid the things I don't want for sure. Very hard. I just don't know if I regret that or not.
I don't think that's a bad thing, though. I think you know what you don't want. And that's like eliminates half of it already.
Maybe. I don't know. But there's also a side of me where it's like, I could have learned more, maybe.
Don't you ever think that you need to like, I guess, give and take in a relationship?
What the fuck does that mean?
So like, let's say they have some bad traits, but like, they have some good traits that make up for it.
Well, yeah, that's any relationship though. No
one's perfect. Yeah, of course. But like,
no, I kind of get what you're saying. Like maybe like one trait makes up for the bad trait, but in the end of the day, like if the bad trait is bad enough, like you don't want that.
Yeah, that's the thing with me. As long as there's a bad trait present, I think to myself, I can find someone else that doesn't have this bad trait.
That's what I was trying to ask.
But yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. So, all right, everybody. Thank you guys for watching episode 17 of the Bella Boys podcast. I'm sorry, this was a little hectic, but we're all very excited that we haven't seen each other in a while. So we just wanted to, you know, debrief and have a little fun together. AJ is very fucked up. His eyes are closed right now. He's trying to...
I'm alive.
Yeah, anyways, sorry for the random podcast. But yeah, we were just very excited to see each other. After like a good 2 weeks of not seeing each other. But make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you've made it this far, and I'd be very surprised if you made it this far to this random ass podcast. Make sure you comment, Eric doesn't like coding.
And okay. Ben's stupid.
And Ben's stupid, okay? Eric doesn't like coding and Ben's stupid. But yeah, that's about it. Any final words? Eric, Kim, Benno, our special guest.
I love coding.
All right, Ben, any last words?
Thank you for having me on.
Yep. The people love you, Ben. And Eric.
Shout out to the cheese and the nugget.
Yep. AJ's fucked up. I'm sorry, guys. Anyways, have a good day. Have a good night. Have a good afternoon. We love you guys. We'll be back next week. We're going to try and post more consistently. But the thing is, the more you guys like, comment, and subscribe and give us more money, the more we can post consistently. So, dude, just tell your friends to watch our shit, bro. Come on. Like, we're trying to make more videos for you guys. But come on, we need more money. Come on. Okay, bye.
Okay.